Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, I got a Christmas gift for you, and it's this podcast. And I'm just kidding, but it is love, like for real. I'm sending you love and good energy, good vibes on this beautiful day. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're spending it with your family. And if you aren't, remember, you got a holy family that's with you 24/7. The angels got you. God got you. You're very much guided, protected, and loved. So let's just jump into this whole thing. We're going to be talking about Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, that is. So what is the true meaning of Christmas? Well, it's simply, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. So this day is all about Christ and how he came to give us hope, joy, and salvation. And that message does not change. All right, it will forever remain because it's the truth. When there is negativity and devastation in the world, this truth will always remain. And it's something worth celebrating, not just today, but every day. There's an expression that says to make merry, which means to be joyful, to celebrate, to be in good cheer. Merry Christmas implies that people should make merry and enjoy life. Now, I know many people do not celebrate this holiday. I say holiday, because of the information we've learned about the origin of this day. So we're going to get into a little tea and discuss it. The date itself, or several of the customs we've come to associate with Christmas, are actually pagan. I know, as far as like the Christmas trees, caroling, and kissing under the mistletoe, those are all pagan customs, and they have everything to do with celebrating the winter solstice and not really with the birth of Christ. December 25th is not the date mentioned in the Bible as the day of Jesus' birth. And in the Bible, it's actually really silent about when Jesus Christ was even born. It mentions it a couple times, okay, in Matthew and also in Luke, but it doesn't really say the exact time that he was born. So let's just keep that in mind. Even though this day may not be the day Jesus Christ was born, it doesn't take away from the message of love, life, and hope. Christmas should always be as a reminder of what is important, which is love, family, and the promises of the gospel, okay? If you could keep that in mind, this day could be a great day. However you choose to celebrate this day is really between you and God, and you and yourself, honestly. But of course, the true meaning of Christmas is a celebration of God's ultimate gift, the birth of Jesus, the Christ child, which should be literally celebrated every day. So with that being said, Merry Christmas, beautiful people. May God's love find you and embrace you with all that you need and hope for. Know that God got you. Know that you are loved. Know that whatever you're seeking and praying for is right around the corner, because God loves to bless his children. And make no mistake, if you've accepted Christ in your heart, you are very much God's child. I love you. God loves you. Have a beautiful and blessed day. And shout out to my family. I know we're not all together this year, but I love you guys so much. And I pray for the time that we will be together again. I can't wait to see you guys. And I miss you guys so much. God bless you guys. I love you, and have a beautiful, blessed day, night, or evening.